This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. It's the second day of Democrats presenting their impeachment arguments to the U.S. Senate, and they've been focusing on what they call President Trump's dangerous abuse of power. We get details from AP Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This conduct is not America first. It is Donald Trump first.
House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler teed up the session by saying no president has ever abused power like the current one. From there, colleague Sylvia Garcia zeroed in on the president pressuring Ukraine to investigate political foe Joe Biden, saying there's zero evidence Biden or his son did anything improper.
There was no basis.
She says the president wanted it for a reason.
For his own political benefit.
Republicans largely watched impassively, some visibly bored. Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow says focusing on the Bidens was a mistake by Democrats.
I was very surprised.
And he'll start rebutting the case this weekend. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization said Thursday that the deadly coronavirus outbreak is not a public health emergency of international concern. So far, 25 people have died from the disease. Lisa Schlein has more.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the outbreak poses a very high risk in China, regionally and globally. He urges countries to remain vigilant and take precautionary measures to protect their people from becoming infected.
All countries should have in place measures to detect cases of coronavirus, including at health facilities.
Tedros says there is no evidence of human-to-human transmission outside China, but he warns that does not mean it will not happen.
That's reporter Lisa Schlein. This is VOA News. The International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect Muslim Rohingyas from persecution and atrocities. Reuters' Joe Davies has details.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. Their villages up in smoke. They left in whatever way they could for neighboring Bangladesh.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu were among those in Jerusalem to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Linda Gradstein has more.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke emotionally about the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust and the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
When soldiers opened the gates of Auschwitz on January 27, 1945, they found 7,000 half-starved, half-naked prisoners, hundreds of boxes of camp records that documented the greatest mass murder in history.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Auschwitz is a symbol of evil to the world. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The founder of Insys Therapeutics, who was convicted of bribing doctors to prescribe an addictive pain-killing spray, has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The case against 76-year-old John Kapoor is considered the first to hold an opioid maker criminally liable for the nation's addiction epidemic. Kapoor and others at Insys Therapeutics were accused of paying millions in bribes to doctors, even a lap dance in one case, to get them to write more prescriptions for the company's fentanyl spray known as Subsys. Prosecutors say that he ran the company without a moral compass, but Kapoor testified during the trial he created the drug for his wife, who was suffering with pain from breast cancer. Insys has reached a $225 million settlement with the government, and the company has filed for bankruptcy protection. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, you can always log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.